Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, he's a 20-year-old socialite from Johannesburg. He puts on parties. He's studying a BA law degree at the University of the Witwatersrand. What's happening, Jordan Epstein?
What's up, Ari? Thanks so much for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Such a pleasure. I mean, I could angle you in and try and introduce you, but you have brought a squad.
As I was saying earlier, this is like 10% of the squad. This was like some of the people that could make it.
So there's four people sitting on the couch. The face I definitely recognize is Olivia Cloud.
Correct.
Olivia, do you want to just come to that window, Mike, and tell me about this Jordan guy? Give me the like the pre-interview dirt.
What's up? Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
I'm very good friends with Jordan. I mean, he's very active in the social world, social media. He's very well liked, very well known. And I don't know, it's really cool for him to be doing this interview because, you know, he's just got it going on at the moment. You know, he's always out at parties, always hanging with celebrities, always at the, you know, the best places to be. And it's really cool. He's, yeah.
There's no dirt there, Olivia. I'm just about, what is it? You're saying he's a nice guy. There's no angle there.
I don't know. There is no dirt about him, I guess.
Okay.
No, she does have dirt. I just told her if she was put on, she couldn't really say it.
Okay, there you go. Listen, we got to catch up with you soon as well because you're doing lots of different things.
Yes.
There you go. That's Olivia Cloud there. All right. So, Mr. Epstein, how would you introduce yourself? Olivia did a pretty good job, but
Pretty much cleared it up. But basically, I'm Jordan, 20 years old. I'm a socialite from Johannesburg. I've lived in Joburg my whole life. Basically, I study at Wits during the day. So I'm there from about like 8 till 2, sometimes 10 till 2, sometimes 12 to 1. But and then I work at a company with a few other people called Headquarters. And basically we put on parties throughout Johannesburg, mainly at two clubs, which is the VIP Room in Sandton and Cebu Nightclub in Sandton.
Yeah, and this is how we kind of found you because you're all over social media.
Yes.
I very often see pictures of Jen Su and there you are hanging out.
Jen Su's a very good friend.
Let's talk about planning parties. I mean, were you that kid that just took their 7th birthday really seriously?
I think so, but obviously like there was no alcohol involved. It was like more like sweets, candy,
pony rides,
Coke Zero stuff. But yeah, basically about a year and a half ago, I got approached from this company and they said, look, we want you to come aboard and work with us to create events. And you know what? It's what I love doing. I'm very passionate about parties, putting on parties and, you know, helping people have a great experience. And I'm very, very passionate about people, especially. So I think with all these like dynamics, we just put on great parties.
Now, how much do you have to party in order to be good at parties?
Well, I think I party too much. I get told from my parents and my friends that I party way, way, way too much. But I think like you have to have practice in partying to put on good parties.
Have you learned a lot about like the art of partying? I mean, do you ever queue in a line? Do you sort that out before? How do you plan for a party?
Like, especially for me, the art of like to have a really, really good night, you need to plan ahead.
Okay.
Like a lot of my friends hate planning, so I usually have to do a lot of the planning. So that's like either like we go for a dinner before, we have a pre-drinks before at a friend's house or at like my house a couple of times, but my mom's not too happy about the last one we had.
Wow, what happened?
Just got a bit out of
don't
hand.
Don't tell me everyone chunders everywhere.
Well, to be honest, I'm glad no one chundered in the house. There was a bit of chunder on the driveway. There was a bit of chunder on my mom's car. A few glasses broken. But other than that,
smooth sailing.
Yeah, I let them take that to the club.
And that's just the pre-drinks, my word.
That's just the pre-drinks, yeah. And then afterwards at about 11, 11.30, we head out to the club and then see whoever makes it.
But there is a style and a way that you approach a club, right? I mean, you're not
just
the person at the bar. You probably have a whole situation going on with the table and
basically like me and all my friends will go, me and the people I organize the parties with, my friends that we work for the same company, we'll go through and we'll either have a table, we'll chill at the bar, we'll have a couple of drinks with friends, but we never like at one place at the night, especially like me and the people I work with, my colleagues. We aim to go around the club, making sure everyone's having a good time, making sure everyone's drinking, and ultimately, you know, having a great experience.
What is it that is, you know, the difference between what you thought sort of the South African clubbing scene was versus what it is as you become more and more entrenched?
As you become more and more entrenched in it, I would definitely say that South African people are very, very friendly. when I went to a club for the first time, I thought it would just be like...
How old were you when you went to your first club? Probably like 15.
This is uncensored. Yeah, about 15. I'm not going to say I had a fake ID, but definitely just knew a few people, especially with the help of my friends. But yeah, I thought people would be more like very clicky, very like angry to have young people there, very, you know, not nice. But as you get to know it, like so many people I've met and become very, very good friends with, I've actually met inside a club or at a party.
How do you have a crazy conversation though, isn't it? I mean, so loud, you can barely hear what the other person's saying.
There's specific areas at a party where you can, I guess, hear better. So you just have to pick those points out and then, I guess, have a conversation.
I always find it fascinating, like when I've been in a club during the day and how different it looks.
It's
a completely different vibe. Talk to me about like setting the mood and the tone for a right party. What are the ingredients for a great party?
Definitely, as me and my colleagues, when we have a party, so it'll either be on like a Thursday or a Saturday, we have a WhatsApp group and we'll come up with a way that we want to market the party. And every week, every event is obviously a different theme, a different a different vibe that we want to create for the people. So we'll come up with a marketing strategy that will imply on like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that will create like a different ambiance to every single party. So that people, you know, it's not just the old, same, boring party. Like, for example, this Thursday, there's an S&M theme. Last week, we had VIP Made Me Do It, which was one of our, like, annual events. And then another party, for example, was Worst Behavior, which is, like, based on the Drake song. And then we also had a famous party, which was on the Kanye West video.
That's cool.
And I mean, it's so cool to collaborate with all these different themes and vibes and stuff, because so many people are interested in all this like hip hop culture and this pop culture, that it actually creates more of like an excitement to go to the party, and it just ultimately creates a better vibe.
So a message coming through on WeChat from Taylan. Taylan raises a good point. Talk about law. And how that kind of fits into the whole swing of things.
Well, basically,
do you really want to be studying law, Jordan? I don't know.
The Bachelor of Arts in Law, I do during the day. So what will happen is, firstly, one thing you must know about me, Ari, is I don't want to say I'm very good at time management, but I like to
structure
my stuff, and I like to keep my priorities straight. Especially like when I took the job, I said to my parents, I was like, listen, you know, I'm going to be doing this. Obviously, I'm at varsity. I'm here to get my degree. I want to do very well, but there's some things that need to be prioritized. So all my essays, all my tests, I'll make sure that I get my essays done before I go out. And if I have a test on Friday, which if we're hosting a party on Thursday, I'll either defer it or I will not drink that night.
It's very responsible of you. Look at that. Tell me about some of the dodgiest things you've seen in clubs. I mean, when you are
dodgiest things, I could write a book. I'll give you a few things though.
Okay.
I've seen like obviously some women get like very, very drunk, and like some clothes come off, like they don't realize where their skirt is. I've also seen a girl, we were walking towards the table the one time, me and my friend, and this one chick, someone vomited in the club.
Oh no.
And she was walking in her heels, like arriving. And she literally didn't even see the vomit, slipped on it, hit her head so hard she had to go. And another one over here, Olivia, on her birthday, she was so drunk, she actually cut her foot on glass.
Jeez.
Like half an hour into her birthday party, and she had to go.
Half an hour in?
Yeah. And then she went to hospital.
Okay, well, that's one way to ring in a brand new birthday. Producer Kat, do you have any questions on partying? I mean, you went through a serious partying phase.
No,
you were a Vaca Mata regular back in your youth. anything you want to ask Jordan?
No, I just, I don't have anything to ask, but I was that person who was like throwing up out of the Uber on high. Well, we didn't have Uber back then, but I used to like throw up on the highway on the way home from the club.
We've all been there, producer.
Please,
Kat.
Do you have your phone with you, Jordan?
I do.
I want to know what your Uber rating is.
My Uber rating, I'll actually find that right now, but I think it's quite good because by the time I've already vomited and everything. I'm just sitting like this in the Uber sleeping.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. But I think it's mostly my friends that will come in the Uber with me and stuff will just be like, too hectic. I just have to be like, guys, please calm down. Like,
okay.
I'm not Uber racing.
Let's chill it out. Let's have a look what it is. Producer Kat, what do you think his Uber rating is going to be?
I don't know how it works because I don't use Uber.
So every time you get into an Uber, and now someone reminded me how to do this. I think it's in settings that you do this. Because it's not the easiest thing to always find out.
I don't like
out.
To check my Uber.
It might be under that.
Ari's
no.
out here judging people's Uber ratings. But ask him about
no,
you.
No, I'm only
Ari,
doing this.
You actually want to see
mine's
yours.
Actually, I looked at it the other day and it's 4.7. So I have
who's
zero. Canceled?
Whose Uber got cancelled the other day because of their rating? And they were like, ah, my Uber just cancelled.
I actually know someone that they... Like they banned from Uber, like they're not allowed to use Uber. And each time they put in another card, they know it's the family's name. They won't let them use Uber. It's crazy.
It's probably Kalman, that name.
No, it's not. Mine's good. Yours is actually really good, Jordan. It's 4.58 stars out of 5.
Is that pretty good?
That's very good. That's very impressive. Well, I mean, it's out of 5. That's
out of 5.
Good. Yeah.
But you beat me, Ari. So I think you need to come in. I think I need to
but
come in an Uber with you sometime. But you're gonna call them.
I'm
Uber.
Not a professional partier, though. I probably don't use Uber as much as you do. Tell me, and this is where we'll wrap it up. Before one final question, what's been the greatest night of your life?
The greatest night of my life,
or the greatest party of your life?
I can't really pick points, but I must. Like I've had so many amazing nights, but definitely I think. My birthday this year, my birthday party, which is at VIP. I just had such an amazing time, and like me and my colleagues, we put in so much efforts to the marketing strategies, and just you know, everything, creating the vibe from the themes to the flyers to getting everyone there, and especially to all my friends that came through and showed love. I just think it was such a brilliant night. I don't remember much of it, but from what I remember, it was amazing.
You didn't land up in the hospital like some other people.
I didn't land up in the hospital, exactly.
Okay. All right. I need you to leave me with one final line. Here was Jordan Epstein on the 12th of July, 2016. He was on the show, and he left us with one final line. What is it?
I think my final line is, work hard, play harder.
Dig it. That there is a Jordan Epstein. He's a party oak. He is studying his BA law degree at Wits. He's an all-round cool guy. There you go. 20 years old, a socialite out of Johannesburg. Thank you very much for stopping by. It's at Jordan Epstein on Twitter. All right. So after you party, maybe you party a little too hard and then you got to get into the gym again because you've been hitting it a little bit too much, too many beers, which is where this would come in. Are you tired of your gym routine? With summer just around the corner, Movement X is here to help you change the way you train your body in new fun ways. The Trendy Studios offer a unique range of specialized fun workouts such as boxing, Apex, Extreme Pilates, Barx, and yoga designed to burn fat and build muscle. For the period of July, Movement X is offering all new clients a free 7-day trial period. Email info@movementx.co.za for more information. Movement X, experience fitness, experience change. Go to movementx.co.za for more info. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.